Osama bin Laden's niece, only President Trump can stop second 9/11 style attack. By Amy Furr on September 5, 2020. Another attack similar to 9/11 is possible if Joe Biden is elected president. Osama bin Laden's niece, Noor bin Laden, recently told the New York Post in her first-ever interview. ISIS proliferated under the Obama/Biden administration, leading to them coming to Europe. Trump has shown he protects America and us by extension from foreign threats by obliterating terrorists at the root and before they get a chance to strike, the 33-year-old stated. Bin Laden, whose side of the family spells their name differently than the deceased terrorist, lives in Switzerland and considers herself an American at heart. I have been a supporter of President Trump since he announced he was running in the early days in 2015. I have watched from afar and I admire this man's resolve. He must be re-elected. It's vital for the future of not only America, but Western civilization as a whole, she continued. In July, former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley said Biden would reverse all the progress President Trump made in the Middle East by going back to the Obama administration's failed policies. As the Jerusalem Post reported, for all the progress that we made in terms of Israel, in terms of the Middle East, in terms of really having a voice for America and Israel, I hate the thought that if Biden comes in, all of that goes away. Because they're going to go back and try and get back into the Iran deal, Haley said. Are you willing to give up to Biden, who's moving closer and closer to Rep. Ilhan Omar and to Senator Bernie Sanders to make his foreign policy and domestic policy decisions? Haley asked. Where was Biden when Resolution 2334 in 2016 against Israeli settlements passed? Where was Biden when Hamas was attacking Israel and no one was doing anything? Where was Biden when we were asked to have the embassy move, and he wouldn't do it? President Trump announced Friday that Serbia and Kosovo agreed to normalize economic ties as part of U.S. brokered talks that include Belgrade moving its Israeli embassy to Jerusalem, and mutual recognition between Israel and Kosovo, according to the Associated Press, AP. In a tweet following the announcement, the president said, "Well done. More Islamic and Arab nations will follow soon." Bin Laden told the Post that all the terrorist attacks in Europe over the past 19 years have completely shaken us to the core. Radical Islam has completely infiltrated our society. In the U.S. it's very worrying that the left has aligned itself completely with the people who share that ideology, she concluded.